All right, welcome everybody to another glorious episode of the Mark and Coco Show. I am Mark Love, and with me, as always, is the illustrious, the fantastic, beautiful, my sister, from the same mother.
And daddy.
Why does and, you throw that one in? Yeah, I like how you do the and daddy. Hey, daddy. Coco, what's going on, Coco?
Oh my gosh, I'm questioning if we are from the same father.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe not.
Yeah, we are.
I'll let you claim that. But moving on, other than that, I'm doing great.
I'm not claiming this by myself. You got me riding solo.
You're more connected to him than I am, though. Like, you, I haven't seen him since. Woo!
You seen it? Well, I mean,
I've almost seen 20 years.
I've seen him within those 20 years. Seen him in the last, what, 13, 12 years, something like that. That's the last time I saw him.
That's still a long ass time.
Yeah. And then the last time I talked to him, too. So,
well, at least he admits that you exist, because I never was
in certain circles.
That makes no sense. It makes no sense.
He's always claimed you.
No, he hasn't.
Because I can't speak, because the time I met him was only like for maybe 15 minutes. So, and that was in the last, that was 12 years ago. Before that, it was what, 20 years?
That's it?
No, it was about 15, 16 years.
Still a really long ass time. That's a long time.
So I've only seen my father twice. Because one time he came up to Arkansas and Cynthia wanted me to go.
Oh, did he know you were coming?
No. He did. Oh, he did? He did. Yeah. Because he asked Cynthia to bring me.
Oh, did he? So how did it go? What was the purpose of this
meeting? We played. I really didn't talk to nobody. His wife was there, whatever, Emily.
Oh, this is when he was married to Emily?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago then.
Yeah, she was in a bathing suit. And she was like, Marcellus, can you run up to me? I just went,
Yeah, she caused a lot of...
stop right there.
She did a lot of stuff to you. Did a lot of stuff to you. There's probably like only one or two things that I can recall that... I remember she was the root of, but anyway, we're not going to spend a whole podcast.
No, we're not going to
talking about all. This man.
That old deadbeat dude.
A fight.
And his shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
But his latest family, they love him.
Oh, he has a family now? A new family?
Well, not necessarily new, but.
The same one?
The same lady.
Better than me. The same lady.
But I heard. Somebody, I think Cynthia told me that she was going to leave him or something. And she went back to Birmingham for a little bit, but I guess she back. I don't know.
Still together.
But that was after Cynthia and Sylvia went to bury their father.
That was what?
Alfred. They went there and they sat
here before the pandemic started.
Yeah,
2019.
Yeah, you know he died of AIDS, right?
No, I didn't know that. We just putting everybody's business out there like that.
Did you have permission to talk about that? Because man, I really never known anybody who died of AIDS. Never knew anybody.
I did. So not family, but I did.
Yeah,
I knew a guy that died of AIDS.
Yeah, Cynthia told me. So yeah, he died of AIDS. I was like, AIDS.
I remember.
I said it like Dave Chappelle. AIDS.
Of course you did.
People still die from AIDS. But yeah.
How long did he have it? Okay, I have questions. How long did he have it? How did he contract it?
You got to remember that this is dad's brother. So
let's not even go there. Let's not.
Alfred, you need to put
names on people too.
Yeah. Alfred was just like dad.
They all have similarities.
They would
all right, compete. Mark, do we they really want to spend the entire podcast talking about this family?
No, so let's talk about something else. What you got?
Okay, so we're going to talk about 2022. Going into the next year, we officially have, what, 4 more days of this year?
Yep, 4 more days.
So last podcast, this will be our last podcast of the year, the last podcast of the season.
Yep.
I know it's been a short season, but hey, life happened and we just flowed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would take the time to kind of think about. So we already officially said bye 2021, so we can focus on 2022. So I got some questions. Let's see, so many good ones.
I was thinking, while you're thinking, I'm a where'd it go?
Oh my goodness. The struggle is real. You all right?
That's all y'all get.
Yeah. If they even heard it. All right. Wow.
I dropped it in the bad spot. I was like, oh, Lord, what is this? This don't even sound right. And then it didn't straighten out. That just record player technology was so terrible. It was so terrible. I'm telling you young people don't know how you got it made. Because music was, you really had to have an imagination back then.
It took effort to do more things. Yeah.
Yes. It took a lot more effort. You really had to, like, people used to listen to the lyrics because sound systems were so terrible, unless you were wealthy. They were so terrible that only thing you would get out of it was the lyrics. So I'm just saying, young people, just appreciate that you got good sound systems on your phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Well, speaking of music and what have you, you were talking about you're going to become a DJ. So the question, I figured this would be a great segue, is what skills do you want to learn in the year 2022?
I think I am going to learn Italian. I've been trying to learn Italian for the last 10 years. I'll start and I'll stop. I'll start and I stop. So this year, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to learn Italian.
How are you going to learn Italian?
I already got all the, what is it?
Rosetta Stone?
Babel. Is it Babel?
Oh, yeah.
Babel app. Yeah, I already have it. I already bought it. I just haven't used it.
I would say maybe we can learn Italian together, but I need to learn Spanish. I need to reconnect to the Spanish that I already know because I used to be fluent in Spanish.
Man, Spanish is definitely.
And then I was
Spanish is French. It's a lot more necessary than Italian at this point here in America.
Yeah, that's why I said I need to relearn it.
But
because I get what people say, like I hear what they say, and then like 5 minutes later I'm like, okay, that's what they said, and then they're gone. But then because it's just been one of those things.
I'm too long in the tooth to really care about learning Spanish now.
But why Italian? That's random as hell.
I've always wanted to learn it. It's one of those things, ever since I was young I wanted to learn to speak Italian.
So what are you gonna do with this skill?
Absolutely nothing. Hold on a second.
You'll kind of see what comes from it. You know what I mean?
Yes, Aaron. I'm here. Huh?
I said I'm here.
All right. So interesting. Mark is parenting as we speak. Parenting.
Scary as all get out.
Are you done parenting? I had to mute you. Next time, mute yourself.
Oh, people need to deserve. They deserve.
No, I can't. I know. You're all this messing stuff. Up my editing. Although my skills are really
all
bad.
This stuff. You like my Busta Rhymes?
Oh. Wouldn't have known if you said that. Okay. I get it now. I get the reference.
Yeah.
I see the reference. Busta Rhymes. All right, so you want to learn Italian. Any other skill you want to learn? Or just, you're like, I'm being realistic with my skills that I'm learning.
I am learning stuff like all the time. Not because I want to, but generally because I have to.
Yeah, I get that. That's part of living life. Yeah. But is there anything so you're saying specifically you want to focus on
what I really want. Yeah, what I want. Is Italian. Now, what I'm going to learn next year, I have no idea. But I learn stuff like all the time, new stuff like all the time. Like this year, I learned to basically how to install tile. Know how to do it now.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that when you come to visit mom, you're going to install some tile for her? She just needs it on the backsplash behind the sink in the kitchen. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part for her is picking the tile out. It's probably literally like five pieces of tile.
It takes like a year just to pick the color you want. I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, it took us.
There's so many options.
Yeah, it took about a year. It took about a year to pick out. Finally, Laura's like, well, I want the gray. Like, gray. Really? Gray. Okay. So it took a year
to pick the color gray.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the longest process, believe it or not, that I found out to be. It's just picking out the right color.
Yeah, because you have to live with it, you know, and you want to make sure you pick something that you're going to like.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, there's not a whole lot of crazy colored tile out there. I mean, it's not like you're going to find like burnt auburn or.
Really? No?
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of that. I mean, it's out there.
You can do the color in the grout. I've seen people do that, but she literally wants white on white. I'm just like white on white.
Yeah, that's easy enough. It's classic. It's never going to go out of style. Some of this stuff that is going around now is going to go out of style.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember in the, was it the 80s? No, it was the 90s. 90s, everybody was marble everything, right? Marble, marble, marble. So I went to this, I was helping a friend.
I don't like marble.
And we were in this very wealthy guy's house. And his whole bedroom and bathroom was all marble. The floor and the walls.
Floor and the walls? Everything.
It was so much money. It was ridiculous. It was basically just saying, this is how much money I got.
Right.
How much you walking on marble. And it was a huge, his bedroom is probably half the size of my house. Just the bedroom. But anyway,
God, the cost of that is a house for some.
Oh my gosh,
suburbs, you know,
it must have been ridiculous. But you know what? It looked absolutely gaudy. It just looked like, ugh. I know this is very expensive, but it just didn't look good. Just didn't look good. I knew how I was looking at it. I was like, man, this is expensive. This is, you know, this is ridiculous. This is actually showing how much money you have, but it looked gaudy as all get out. It's like having a gold toilet. Don't want to see that. I mean, people will be impressed at first. Oh, you got a gold toilet. But after that, they start cracking jokes about it because it's like, come on, man.
What's the point of it?
Exactly. It's just stupid. It's like, just buy you a white toilet like everybody else. If you want to be fancy, buy a black toilet.
They should. Well, I don't like the energy of a black toilet. I'll say that.
I don't know.
I've been in one of like, I just don't want to poop in that or pee.
I've seen some. It's pretty tight. If it's done right, you're like, man, this is slick.
I guess it depends on the tile that's around, like the other decor. But this literally was a black toilet and everything else was white. And I was like, I feel like I will fall down a pit of hell. It just did not sit well with me.
Like, yeah, if it's done right, yeah, you'd be like, okay, I can dig it.
Maybe.
The one I saw was one of those Japanese toilets that has a
bidet.
I was about to say duvet. I don't know why it had duvet on my, but it had a bidet on it.
Those are nice.
Yeah, and it had all the buttons and all that. I was like, man, it looked like a computer.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Because it has, I will say, I wouldn't mind getting a, I probably wouldn't use it that often because I'm thinking, like, how long would it take, like, a seat warmer? Like, how long? I don't sit on the toilet for long periods of time.
This one had a seat warmer and it doesn't take long at all.
Doesn't?
No, maybe like, 5-6 seconds.
Wait, why do I need it to be warm just to do a quick flop down and back up?
If you got the money.
But I use fiber, so I don't have that issue, I guess.
This last toilet had a reverse flush.
What the hell is a reverse flush? It goes the other way?
It goes the other way. So you can reverse flush it if you want.
Wait, why? Maybe it's a feng shui thing.
Why have anything? Why drive a Ferrari? Why have a Lamborghini? Why drive a private plane?
That I can kind of understand.
You got the money.
That's like a... Anyway, we have completely gotten off topic at this point. Yeah. We're literally talking about toilets.
Yep. So what's the next question? What's
any other skills you want to learn?
No, that's about it.
My skill that I want to learn is I want to learn how to watercolor.
Oh, okay.
Paint with watercolors. So I have some watercolor paper and some watercolor pigment.
You going to take a class or are you just going to YouTube it?
I have this book. I may take some classes. For now, I think I'm going to use the book because it's like an introduction to watercolor and it shows you different strokes and
well, you can YouTube it. They got lessons on there for free.
Yeah, I know. Like from
beginners to expert. And they're pretty good. They're pretty good. I think you would enjoy it. It's pretty good. They're pretty thorough. They're thorough to the point where it's kind of boring. But yeah. If you're trying to learn, I mean.
Yeah, you kind of need it to be thorough.
Yeah, they'll show you, you know, little tricks and, you know. The thing about watercolor, any kind of painting, really. Is the tools that you use because a brush is not a brush.
Right.
So
nothing worse than your brushed hairs in your painting.
Right. Like even Bob Ross, he used that brush. I think he only used like 2 or 3 different types of brushes.
Mm-hmm.
But for what he was doing, that was the right brush to have.
Yeah.
I could use it, but it wouldn't give me the effect that I want.
Yeah, so, he does more like abstract, but more conceptual, abstract type of paintings.
Oh, Bob Ross?
That's how I categorize it. Like, it's not super detailed. Where he has
brushes. Yeah, he did landscapes. Mm-hmm. He did everything he did was like believe it or not, of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
All his paintings are Alaska, believe it or not. Made up images of Alaska, but it was always, you know, the snow-capped mountains with the trees and the lake and all that stuff. Yeah,
it was easily approachable type of landscape painting. So,
yeah,
that's the skill that I want to learn. That I want to learn.
Right.
I know I'll learn some other stuff. I'd be like, why? Why, baby Jesus? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, it's Jesus.
It's baby Jesus. He's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how he was as a baby. They don't talk about that in the Bible.
Probably crying a lot.
Crying and pooping. He wasn't like doing anything special as a baby.
He wasn't baby Yoda.
Jesus. How do we know this? Maybe he was. Maybe he was.
Know. I don't know.
All right. So next question is, what do you want to change completely?
What do I want to change completely? I am getting rid of a lot of my wardrobe. A lot of stuff that I don't wear. I just hold on to it. Just need to get rid of it. I'm just stripping it down. Khakis, t-shirt, and a cardigan. Call it a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No posh suits?
No. I might get one or two.
You look, I will say, you have, I was watching this fashion documentary, and you have the perfect body structure and type for wearing a suit. Your body wears a suit well.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been told.
Oh my God. And he's just, mm-hmm. Yeah, something else needs to change completely.
I just go around and say, shut up, baby. I know it. You look good. Shut up, baby. I know it.
Oh my gosh. So you want to change your wardrobe completely is what you're saying.
Yeah, just get rid of a lot of stuff that I don't need. I got way too many t-shirts. I'm really going to try to get away from wearing logos, too. I'm done with logos.
So you're switching to polos and khakis?
No, t-shirts. I'll wear some. I'll probably wear some polos, too. I'll probably have some polos as well. But just mainly t-shirts and khakis.
Yeah, you do like your t-shirts.
Yeah,
I do. A good t-shirt.
I have a very extensive t-shirt collection. And the hoodies, I love hoodies. But I got long arms, so I can get an extra large and they still come up a little short. But if I get extra large, it's too big and I look terrible. So I don't know. I have to find the right material.
You need,
and it's generally high end.
Uh-huh. Where they have like big and tall and, but more well, tall. Like, it's tall for you. Cause it takes into consideration that your arms are longer because you're taller. Yeah.
Like Supreme, their sweatshirts fit very well. Karl Lagerfeld fits very well. Champion fits pretty good, but
oh really?
Mm-hmm. But a lot of other stuff, no.
I don't have an answer for this. What I want to change completely for next year. So I'm just going to go with the flow, and how I'm supposed to change, I'll just go with that.
There you go. Be like Tina Turner, whichever way the wind blows is cool with me.
Wow, you are on a whole vibe.
Digging in the crates.
Mood right now.
Digging in the crates.
So what will you do to step out of your comfort zone? Will that be DJing?
I haven't DJed in a very, very long time. I don't have the right equipment for that. I don't like...
That's not what you really want to do.
Nah. Really. I mean, I'll do it like for... If I had the opportunity to do it for like a night, I'll do it for like a night or something. But it's nothing that I'm trying to do like an ongoing period. Cool. I did a lot of it and I'm just done with it kind of like. Or making music. I'm really not into... making music anymore, kind of done that to death. So, but you know, who's to say I won't crank out a tune every now and then, but pretty much done with that.
So how are you going to step out of your comfort zone?
Well, generally that's how I learn things. Mm-hmm. So, So like I said, I don't know what I'll learn this year, but I will learn something. I always do. And it's generally something I have to get out of my comfort zone or something I haven't done before or whatever. I mean, who knows? I might fly a plane next year.
So you're just going to go with it.
I might even skydive next year. I don't know. Mm. And that's the one thing I was like, I ain't never doing that. I'll do a lot of stuff, but two things that are not on my list to do, ever do: skydive and swim in the deep ocean. Like in the middle of the ocean.
No, I wouldn't mind that. Depends on the ocean though.
I do.
on my list is bungee jumping. I've never done it. I'd rather jump out of a plane than bungee jump, because it's the whole you jump in your tied to a bungee cord and the bouncing back part. I don't think I would like that. Whereas with jumping out of a plane,
No, the scary part is when right before the bounce. Like when you're like, okay, pull me up. All right, now that's enough. All right, pull me up. Let's go. Ground coming up quick.
No. All right. I'm interested to see back. if you're gonna jump out of plane.
I don't know. I have no plans to.
I'm gonna step out of my comfort zone by sharing my art online.
There you go.
So I don't really
make it happen.
My art.
Make it happen. You need to participate in an art show. That's what you need to do. What? They have tons. In Atlanta, there's
don't
a...
Like, I don't there's like a million. To commit you don't, to stuff like
you
that.
You don't have to actually be there with your art. All you have to do is submit it.
Can I create one piece? Like one and done?
I would create more than one. I would do like two or three.
Oh, so two. Okay, I can do like two.
Yeah, and then just... You know, see what kind of art festivals are going on and then just submit your work.
Maybe that's something I can look at towards the end of the year. By then I should have two art pieces that I have created that I'm like, oh, this is good enough to go to an art show.
Yeah, because we have 10 of them up here too.
Yeah. I think I just never have been, I don't create art from the standpoint of sharing it with people, but then when people see it, they're like, oh, you need to share your artwork, and I'm kind of like, but why?
Yeah,
but I get it, because sometimes it can,
well, my thing is
inspire other people.
When I do anything, whenever I create something, whether it's painting, music, writing, it don't matter, once I've completed it, it's not mine anymore. Only the process of coming up with a concept and bringing it to life, that part I own. But after it's finished, I don't own it anymore. It belongs to whoever else wants it. That's the way I look at it. And it might not be something very popular or whatever, but somebody will want it. And they can appreciate it. But the part I really appreciate is just the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the part I own.
Well, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and share my artwork. I guess it's just, I think I probably, it's more of like stepping out of my comfort zone and sharing just who I am more.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be something that I've been told I need to do. And especially in building a business, you have to put yourself out there so people know, one, who the hell you are and what your business is. So
right,
and just, I'm not that comfortable out in public. I don't like to be seen. I like to be, I'm the one that sneaks in behind somebody else that's super popular at a party. They're like, hey, Rob's here. And I'm like, I'm behind him and I go, wait, when did Nicole get here? When did Nick get here? Oh, I've been here for a while.
He's been here the whole time.
And working on my way out the door.
Mm. Yeah, I don't really do parties either. So.
Yeah, but you're like, I would go in with you. Hey, Mark is here. I'd be like, yay, Mark is here. Yay. And yeah, slide get that. On to the side.
Yeah, I do get a lot of that, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know you do.
I get a lot of that.
That's because everybody loves them some Mark.
Yeah. I would say a good 87% of people do.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
That's pretty high. So how will you make next year matter?
How will I make it matter?
Mm-hmm.
By doing dope shit.
I saw that, I was kind of like thinking that's a pretty easy one, but some people may not.
Just doing, showing
up.
Yeah, just doing cool stuff that you want to do.
So you're going to just do things that you want to do. Just live your life.
Yeah, I just do me. So that's the reason why I got all those plaques on the wall. I just do me.
So how will you help others? Like, how are you going to focus on helping others next year?
I'm always helping somebody, doing something.
I think you're going to help others by showing up and doing dope shit. Showing up the party hey, Mark is here.
I mean, I'm always, you know, encouraging people and to do, you know, do the best them, and, you know, anything they're good at, I try to cultivate it. Give them, you know, some good advice. Because, you know, when I was growing up, I really didn't have anybody close to me that knew what I was trying to do or understood what I was trying to do, that was able to give me good advice. So I try to be that person for, you know, a lot of creative people that I know. Trying to cultivate that energy, that talent for them to move forward. And so be the best.
Are you going to like be kind of like in a mentorship type of role intentionally, or just if people need help, you're there?
Oh, it's always intentional. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way. I mean, whether it's Thomas or whether it's Brady, whether it's Brent, whether it's, you know, you. Don't matter.
You're going to be my mentor next year?
If you need one.
What do I need mentorship in?
Well, you know, I'm always here.
You would be happily mentoring me. I know I can't be like, hey, be my mentor and teach me more about crystal properties and minerals and such. You'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how to help you with that. I was like, I've seen the dark crystal. So stay away from dark crystals.
Oh my gosh.
Don't touch that crystal, girl.
I don't have a definitive plan of action, kind of like you, around helping people.
I'm just there.
I will say next year I really do want to maybe volunteer in some way to help kids, maybe in shelters. Maybe reading to kids in shelters. I don't know. I just feel I do want to volunteer. I just have to figure out how to volunteer given the current situation of we're still in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And doing it safely. So we shall see how that comes. So what will you say no to? What are you saying no to next year?
Stupid stuff.
What stupid stuff? Saying no to stupid people and the need to respond to them?
Do what? Say that again?
How did you poo-poo it if you didn't hear me?
I don't know. Say it again.
I said saying no to stupid people and the need to respond to them.
Oh. Yeah, most time I don't, because it's not worth my time. I saw a friend of mine, he's retired, so he's working on like carpentry stuff, and so he put these shelves together and he put them on Facebook Marketplace, and the title was new reclaimed wood shelving or something like that. So some guy, some idiot, that I know he didn't know, just some random guy, he commented on it, and he was something to the effect of, oh, I didn't know, you know, you could have new reclaimed. It's like, you proud of yourself? Because nobody else commented after that. So I don't know what he was trying to go for, but he didn't get it.
They probably didn't know what he was talking about.
Because it was over, like, it was over 3 months old. This comment. So I was going to reply, are you happy with yourself? Are you proud of yourself? You know, like, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but you failed miserably. So I would say what you accomplish is less than the new refurbished, new reclaimed wood shelves. But I just let it go. I didn't say anything because I was like, yeah, you know, it wasn't my stuff anyway. But Facebook can be the worst. It really can. And you get a lot of stupid people. I was selling some art one time. This is my first time really dabbling. I put it on Marketplace. And then some dude was acting like he was really interested in it. And then he was like, man, you crazy. I'm not buying this crap, blah, blah. He was laughing and everything. So I responded to him. I was like, dude, you live in Noblesville. I will run into you. Say, like, I said, did you read my profile? Does it look like I'm some scrawny little kid?
And that's right? A veiled threat.
Yeah. So he,
people are crazy, Mark.
Yeah.
Especially where you are.
That was really stupid. Yeah. Cause then I posted a picture of his profile picture of him and his kid. And I put it on there. I was like, dude, you live in Noblesville too. So I don't know why you're running your mouth. Like, if I wanted to find you, I'd find you. And I'm pretty sure after that, he went to my profile. Said nothing after that. Pretty quiet.
Well, you pretty much threatened his life.
Well, I mean, you don't make fun of somebody and don't expect any repercussions. Those were his repercussions.
I just ignore people like that. That's just me.
I'm saying that's why most of the stuff it just goes unignored. But
there's that one time where it just like stings you and you're like, you know what? I just got to say something.
Yeah, because it's a form of bullying, really. But you got to be able to back it up, because there's plenty of bullies out there. They're a bully until they come across that one person that's not going to be bullied. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they're not bullied anymore, because they're like, okay, well, I don't want to, you know,
go down
that road. Yeah. Well, these kind of just leave everybody kind of alone.
Yeah. Sometimes that does happen.
Yeah. They kind of just leave everybody alone, or they just stick to the people that they know they can bully.
Yeah.
But, which I've seen 100 times, you know, somebody will, you know, they're used to bullying people. They come my way and, you know, I read them the riot act or smack them in the face or do whatever. And then they go away. They, you know, whenever they talk to me, it's with utmost respect, or they just avoid me altogether. So, but they keep bullying other people that they used to bully. So, but,
say no to bullying people. That should be what everyone should say no to for next year.
Right. Cause
say no to bullying. Cause people,
yeah,
you know, I've heard so many stories, and I've talked to people that have done things to themselves because they were bullied and they regret the things that they've done to themselves.
Yeah.
Or they said yes to something because they were bullied into it, and they are
welcome.
Yeah. It's horrible.
And for the people who bully, don't be knocking on doors you don't want people to answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Because sometimes people will answer.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they have people.
Yeah, the people's got people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I think that's a misconception people have a lot of times about me, because I'm like super, like, I come off as being like super nice, and I guess people think I'm naive and a pushover. And it's funny because I can't. So we were somewhere and someone had said something like really that was like, really? Why would you say that? It was me. It was really mean towards me. And I was with my friend Laquel, and she just came around the corner real quick and was like, is there a problem? Like, she was ready to fight and everything. And so I was like, no, don't hit him, because, you know, it's not worth it. And the person was just like, oh my God.
And yeah.
I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean it that way. She was like, you gotta say yes.
You get checked. Yeah.
So be careful, because you never know if people have people behind them that'll come for you.
I got an example.
I'm sure you do.
It's not really bullying. It's more just stupid people. But we were at a store. It was me, Lori, and Aaron. And we were getting in line for the register. And this lady, she wasn't like in line. She was like to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we were standing like in line, and she was like over here. And I was like, and she was just looking off or whatever. And I was like, are you in line?
Mm.
And she turned around and she's like, I said, then well, get your ass in line. Get your ass in line. Stop standing to the side like an idiot. Get in line. And my wife's like, would you stop yelling at people? I said, no, that's stupid. If you don't look at me like I'm stupid. Well, she was looking at me like I'm stupid, like I was bothering her. No, get your ass in line. No, I'm talking about, she was like, she wasn't in line. And I was being nice by asking her, was she in line? Because if I was...
You were being nice. I probably would have just got in line.
Exactly. I would have been an asshole, be like, get in line. She's like, well, I'm in line. No, you're not.
I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
It's like, you behind me? How about that? And then, but this is when the bullying part came in. I did get a little torn. I talked about ass for about 5 minutes. I shouldn't have done that. So whoever lady, whoever you are, I talked about your ass, but you deserved it. I bet you won't do it again. I bet you won't do it again. No, she ain't gonna do it again.
Yeah.
She ain't gonna do it again. Yeah. No, I talked about ass bad. People behind me were laughing. Yeah, I talked about it bad. And she wouldn't even turn around. Cause she not gonna, I mean,
what can she say?
Exactly. There's nothing.
I'm sure she was kind of like scared of you too.
Even if she had something to say, she had nothing to say.
Big black man. Lori was all embarrassed. Aaron was probably like, what's going on?
She could have brought a little husband on. I would have cussed his ass out too. So by the time you showed up, you should have been here early.
What are you going to say no to?
Put it back in line.
So we're saying no to bullying and talking about people in 2022.
But at the same time, no, when you're wrong. Sometimes just shut up. Know when you're wrong, like, you know what? My bad. I'm sorry. Ain't nothing wrong. It don't let your little ego get out the way. Just say you're wrong. I do it all the time. I do it. And when I'm wrong, I'm like, you know what? My bad, man. I mean, do that. I don't know how many times I've been walking the street on my phone, crossing the road in the car because I'm like, oh shit, my bad. I'm really sorry. You know, I do all this. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And then I get across the street, right? I'm not going to be the one that just, you know, walking in the street, car comes up. I just look at him like, and just keep doing my phone. I'm not going to do that. I'm not that type of person. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right.
I expect too much of people sometimes. That's all. But like I said, don't be knocking on doors you don't want nobody to answer.
Yep, because a pit bull may come running around the corner.
Yeah,
so that was there.
Yeah, that little, Yeah, she got 5 minutes of,
Yeah. All right, moving on. So 2022, no bullying and talking about people, okay? Okay?
Okay? As long as they don't deserve it. I'm not gonna do it to nobody who don't deserve it.
All right, we're just going to move on past that question. We're just going to pray about, I'm just going to pray for you. Love and light.
My problem is,
you need a crystal to hold. Maybe I need to give you a crystal to calm you down.
I don't need no damn crystals.
You need something.
What I need is some change in my hand. That's what I need.
Change. I need
some sprinklings. Are you frozen? You just looking like that.
I'm not frozen. Say to that.
Oh.
All right. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Hey, hold on a second. I told you know how I am, right? So we was listening to something. What were we listening to? What were you listening to? Something
like music
from the 70s. Yeah.
Who is we?
Me and Aaron.
Oh no.
We were listening to something. And you know that song, Some People? Is that what it's called? Some people are made of wood.
Are made of wood.
Some people are made of plastic.
I don't think I've heard that.
No, baby. I'm for real. What you see is what you get. That's it. What you see is what you get. I think of the name of it.
That's okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I would give you my black car, but it's already been taken this week.
Terrible.
And it's absolutely Monday.
Absolutely terrible.
I'll probably get it back tomorrow.
This child is acting like she was born in 2010. What is going on? Anyway, so we were listening to this song. It was an old school song. And I told Aaron, I was like, yeah, I think I'm a, because I was singing along with it, and Aaron was just like rolling her eyes, like, I was like, you know what? That's what I need to do. I need to go around to all these other bands, these new bands, these new rappers. They need somebody like me.
And roll your eyes?
To put a little seasoning on their music.
Oh, do the little sprinkling thing again?
Yeah, So that's what they need. Mm. And Aaron started laughing. And I'm saying, yeah, they're going to call me. So I'm going to go by seasonings. That's what they're going to call me. Say, yo, we need some seasonings up in here. Somebody call seasonings up. So I come in. I give a couple of songs a hit. That's what I do. That's what I need to do. That's my commitment for the next 2 years. I'm going to go around.
So that's what you want to accomplish?
put some seasonings in some of this music around here.
Are you serious? Is this, are you being for real now? This is what you want to accomplish next year?
I would not mind being on a popular song. Don't have to give me no credit. I'll just let me come and put some seasonings. That's all. Some seasonings.
Okay.
Paprika.
No judgment from me.
Lori's salt.
What kind of salt?
Lori's. I'm going to tell you right now, people up, black folk up here don't use Lori's like that.
What do they use?
Don't. Regular salt.
Well, I mean, you're talking to someone who doesn't have the black card right now. I don't really. It doesn't taste the same.
Hmm?
It doesn't taste the same.
What, Lori's?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's horrible as it has an aftertaste to it. It's I make not, my it, own seasoning, as... though. When you, I mean, honestly, that's what I do.
All seasoning?
No, I make my own seasoning blend. So it's got like garlic, salt, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, black pepper, smoked paprika, a little cumin, a little chili powder.
Well, I can tell you this. Anytime you are near a Lori's prime rib, you need to take your butt in there and eat.
What am I going to eat in there, Mark? Potatoes?
Just rub it on your fingers and just sniff it.
I don't even know if we have a place like that here.
Yeah, the only one I've been to is in Vegas.
I've never heard of
them. I don't know if there's
one. That's probably a Vegas thing.
I don't know. I have no idea. It's probably all on the West Coast. But, man, I still remember that.
All right, we got 10 minutes left. Do you want to accomplish anything this year? Anything else?
Anything else I want to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from seasonings? I want to get into, by the end of the year, I want to be in at least 4 galleries. I want to be in at least 4. So
wide, right?
I'll be in 2 come February. So I got 2 more to go.
That's pretty good. You're going to be halfway there at the start of the year.
Yeah. So hopefully I can make that happen.
I'm sure you will. That's a pretty big,
that's a big matzo ball.
Yeah. Because I know how much. Because you really spent this whole year just to get in those 2.
Yep.
Essentially. That you're going to be showing in.
Yep. So maybe, well, you know what? Maybe the Miami Art Basel. Maybe.
The Miami Art what?
Basel.
Is that what you want to? Is that where you want to be?
Yeah. I mean,
then put it on your list and make it happen.
I mean, I could make it happen. My thing is that this is the thing that they really don't tell you about the Art Basel, is that you have to pay to get into the Art Basel. There's no invitations. There's nobody to ask you, hey, can you send us some art and we hang it up? No, you have to pay.
I don't want to pay.
To get into the Art Basel.
I don't want to pay.
Right. So it's like, I can't remember. I think it's $1,200. $1,200, I think, is the bottom line minimum.
And what does that include?
You do to get in?
Like, what is
Jack
that?
Jack squat.
Maybe so that's just to get walls. Your foot in the door? So you get 3 walls?
You get 3 walls, but it's... I don't even know if you get 3 walls. I can't remember. But it's nowhere near where the action is. You're, like, down the street.
Well, why do you want to get into there? Is there another one?
Because it's a resume builder. So to say that I participate in Art Basel, check.
Do you care about that?
Not really.
Okay.
But I know if I submit my art to Art Basel, I will actually go to the Art Basel. I haven't really been to the Art Basel, but I really want to go. But if I'm going to go, I want to be in the show as well. We'll see.
That's pretty cool.
We'll see.
One thing that I want to accomplish is I want to write a book.
There you go.
I want to write a book of, not quite sure. Like, I have some things. I want to publish a book. I'll say that. I think the book has already been written, honestly. So I'm going to publish the book, and I also want to do the artwork that's in the book.
Okay, that'd be cool. You going to self-publish, or?
I don't know.
It'd be quicker and a lot easier, but you have to do all the promotion.
It kind of depends on.
Well, you can pay for the promotion, but still.
Yeah.
On Amazon.
I think it'll come how it's supposed to, but I need to start working on it. So that's what I want to accomplish, is to publish a book that I think is a good idea. I'm going to give it to a couple of people to get their feedback on it.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes you think, oh, this is amazing. And then other people are kind of like,
Yeah.
So that's one.
Well, there you go.
Well,
there you go. That's what I commend to you on.
What? Publishing my book?
Publishing your book.
Okay.
Because any questions you have about that, I have asked that question and I have answers. It's not easy at all.
No, it's not.
No.
But I think if I am meant to write the book, things will align and fall into place as they should, as has been demonstrated before in doing things. So I need to get it in the hands of other people to read it and get their feedback. I need to make copies of it.
Yeah, because that's what I did. I think I gave it to you, and who else did I give it to?
But I gave it to you gave it to Cynthia too, I think.
Yes, I gave it to Cynthia too.
But I have to work on the illustrations. That's going to be the part that takes a little bit more effort on my end. So that's the project that I'm thinking, probably later in the year, publishing wise, but using the beginning of the year to kind of see if it's a viable idea and then kind of put it, arrange it in a way and kind of figure out how I want to go about illustrating it. And then editing.
Yeah, editing. Ugh, hate editing.
Yep, editing. So that's what I want to accomplish. I think that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, I get.
As well as some other things.
I had the same thought. I'll probably do, because.
Another book?
I told you I was going to write that other book. I don't know. I just don't feel like it.
Then don't. You have a lot already that you're kind of focused on. So.
Well, you remember that one book I wrote? We've written it twice already. And now I got to rewrite it again. I just don't want to.
Then don't. I'll ask you this. What is it that you don't want? What's the don't want part of it?
As being somebody who... that's creative.
Oh, it's your baby.
I don't like rehashing my stuff. That makes sense? Like, I don't. So, like, when I'm painting, I'm not going to paint another painting like that. Mm-hmm. I'm done, right? So, I have no, like I said, after I'm done with it, the process is over. I'm done with it. I just, you know, so for me to rewrite that a third time, it'd be so boring.
Well, maybe it's a matter of it has served its purpose and you're not intended to rewrite it in that way. You know?
Yeah. I mean, because at this point, it's pretty much lost to time. Unless maybe when I retire and I have nothing else to do, maybe I'll do it then. They give me something to do. But like right now, no.
That's what I don't think it's a passion. So, it doesn't sound like it's a passion project.
No, no. But I really want people to read it. I think people will enjoy it. But
not there is a book. What you're saying.
Yeah. But there is another book that I'm going to do, but it's going to be a couple of years from now. But basically, it's just basically going to be a coffee table book of just my paintings.
Oh, that'd be cool. I still want to do a children's book. You know, I'm not going to say the name of the book because I don't want nobody to take it, but you know what the book is about. You know, my little companion growing up.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be such a cute little story, and it can be like a series.
Am I in the book?
I don't know that any, because I'm thinking of doing it from the perspective where nobody, you only see legs. So maybe, I don't know. I haven't thought about, I haven't created any stories around it. But I think you kind of have to be.
So you want to do it every time my name is mentioned, they'll play the theme from Peter and the Wolf, the Wolf.
It's a book, not like a cartoon. Well, you know, if it gets turned into, you never know where things go. If it gets turned into a children's cartoon series, then yes. When you enter the room, that would be your theme song.
Okay.
Something along those lines. But
you know what? That reminds me of something. I need, when Aaron was little, I had this, it was a CD. It's a CD of Sting narrating Peter and the Wolf.
Hmm.
And that's what Aaron used to go to sleep to.
I wonder if she remembers that.
No. She remembers the music, but
consciously she does. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I've heard that before. Like, yeah, you used to listen to it every night. If almost here.
She was such a sweet little baby.
I
miss baby Aaron. I love adult Aaron, but I miss baby Aaron. She was so happy to see you.
Yeah, she was a cutie patootie. So personable.
So smiley.
Yeah.
But she was kind of like me too. So there were some people she didn't mess with.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
you didn't mess with people like that. And she still doesn't.
Yeah.
She's like a dad. She'd be like, I hate people. Like, me too.
Oh my good Lord. Good Lord. Guess what?
We got to go already.
Yep.
Man.
That's it. That's it in so many ways. That's it for this episode. That's it for
this
season.
But we did cover a lot this season, even though we didn't have 10,000 episodes. We did cover a lot of ground.
We did.
We did cover a lot of ground. So it's so I think the people will definitely get the gist of where we're at in our lives and what's on our minds. No doubt.
If you are to use three words to describe this past season, what would it be? Or phrases?
I know what mine is.
Already, my three words.
What's your three words?
Random AF. Right?
I can't argue that. I have no argument.
Literally.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to change the pot. Like that needs to be our tagline. Rocket Coco Podcast, Random AF.
Yeah, we're pretty much all over the place.
And we always talk about food.
We do.
Did we talk about, well, we're talking about food now, but that's just recapping the season. I think we literally did not.
We did.
Did we?
I think. I don't know.
I don't recall. But
cheeseburger. Cheeseburgers.
Oh, we talked about seasoning. And then you talked about Lori's. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's not really food, though.
So, yo, there comes seasonings.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get you a shirt that says that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can add that to my Busta Rhymes.
Right.
I got one question. One question.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about this versus battle. So two of them. Who would you have in the versus battle versus Jay-Z? And who would you have a versus battle versus Busta Rhymes? Go.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nope. And
not you alive. Really,
and you really can't do both of them together because they're two separate.
Different. They're two different.
They're so different. They're two separate.
And I know Busta's trying to find someone to go up against, but I think
he keeps asking like everybody. They're like, and nah, I think you ain't gonna bust me upside the head. Like, nah.
He's just so uniquely him, just like Jay is, and you know, like if like Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
That's why I say I think there's nobody alive that I would say, well, there's some people that are no longer with us that I'd be like, yeah, that would be a great one, but no, I can't think of.
I would, yeah, DMX and Jay-Z would be good.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That would have been the throwback to when they battled back.
What about DMX and Busta? That would have been interesting too. No, I just can't think of a pairing for Busta.
No, there's nobody out there that has that energy.
He has to stand up. He just needs to embrace that he's just one in a million.
Busta Rhymes. Not only does he have the hits, but just his energy level is like
insanity.
Especially if he has spliff with him. Oh, you forget it. It's a wrap. No matter who he goes against.
He's a whole mood. He literally is a whole mood.
On that energy level. Yeah, just on that energy level. I think Busta Rhymes needs to do.
He just needs to do one by himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, old Busta Rhymes versus new Busta Rhymes. Like, have a.
Yeah, he's battling.
First 10 himself. Years versus the last 10 years. You
90s
know, the
last... versus 2000s.
Yeah.
That's what I it should be.
That's what he need to do.
Although, that's I don't know, the 90s are pretty hot.
Oh, they too hot.
He does have some early 2000 hits, though.
All he has to do is sing. All he has to do is do Put your hands where my eyes can see. Yeah. Put your hands where my eyes can see.
That beat is so dope.
That part is, no matter, I don't care where you at. I don't care if these people never heard of Busta Rhymes. You play that beat, people gonna be start dancing. I mean,
it's I remember when that song was out, it was in every step show. And mm-hmm. It was to the point where everybody back to back that was competing had some version of it in their show.
The song. Yep.
For years. But all right, Mark. Say goodbye.
All right, people. We will see you next season. Thanks again for stopping by and saying hello. So this isn't goodbye. This is we'll see you later. So thank you for listening this season. It's been a great season. And it's gonna be even greater next year. So tell them bye, Coco.
Bye.
And here goes pork chop.
Four people flash their lights at me, like their headlights.
Mm-hmm. Just say bye, Mark. Say bye. Bye, Mark. Bye.